This is Phil for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
2015 was a memorable year for the Oscars in that there were a lot of different types of movies being nominated. And really, it seems like the kind of year that we're going to look back on with revisionism, in that the films that won the most awards this year are not necessarily going to be the ones that have the most lasting impact on culture. So let's take a look at some of the winners here. Birdman was the winner for Best Picture, and people who viewed it, myself included, will remember with a sort of joyous lightness that it brought to the concept of filmmaking or art creation. It is probably the most clever film of the year. Almost everything about it is clever and slick. The editing, the acting, the transitions that seem to be seamless. The subject matter itself, the influx, the self-reflection, Raymond Carver, the Michael Keaton. There's a lot of in-jokes here, a lot of great acting. It's a lot of what showbiz is, when done well, is it has many layers, kind of like the old Looney Tunes cartoons, where it's for younger people, just watching Bugs Bunny run around is good, but older people would appreciate the Tolstoy references and the jokes. And the visual gags. So really, it's a good winner for Best Picture. I don't know that Boyhood, which is probably more, will be seen as a better art achievement over time, and likely Whiplash might be seen as just simply a better movie in terms of if you sit down and just watch it. Whiplash really kind of brings out what is a defining moment in a culture war that hasn't come to grips yet with how it wants to view being pushed. And so that's, you know, the win by J.K. Simmons for supporting actor may end up being one of the more memorable portions of the Oscar, in that as we see society become less tolerant towards sort of the drill sergeant approach, and we may look at this as one of those moments, a tipping point, so to speak. But the question remains of how do you motivate those that are the most talented. So those were a couple takeaways from the Oscars, including the original song by legend and common. Julianne Moore was finally rewarded. Patricia Arquette gave an amazing speech about the equal pay for women, which kind of coincided with the public leaks from the Sony hacking by the interview. So I think those are the most probably memorable portions of the 2015 Oscars.